So let's talk about some cool metaverse trends happening now.
Yeah, I am excited about this because, as you know, we might even be in the metaverse already.
Mind blown. Let's make it simple. NFTs are changing the world, and change can feel complicated and scary. But listen, you don't need a computer science degree. You don't need to learn how to code. You just need practical skills to win.
If you are here, you are in the 1% of humans that are preparing for this major cultural shift. We're going to keep it fun. We're going to keep it light. We're going to make it practical. Welcome to NFTs Made Simple.
Just a reminder, we are not financial advisors. This is not financial advice, and you should do your own research.
Hey, let's get into it.
All right, so Dragon, the metaverse is taking the world by storm. And I just want to briefly explain what this means, why it's different, why it's interesting, and why it's relevant to NFTs. NFTs are all about ownership. And people are always asking, well, what do I care about owning stuff in this metaverse, so to speak? So let's just briefly explain what a metaverse is. So a metaverse is essentially a digital world. It's built on the blockchain. Sometimes it's going to be in virtual reality, sometimes not. It's going to be filled with NFTs because you're going to want to flex. You're going to want to have access to different utilities in that metaverse. And typically these NFTs in this metaverse are going to be bought and sold with a cryptocurrency that's native to that blockchain. So that's essentially what a metaverse is. So why don't you break it down? Let's talk about some of the cool projects that are happening, some of the cool innovations that are going to basically put us in this mindset that we want to spend more time in these digital worlds, which will essentially increase the value of NFTs and bring the NFTs more to the forefront of our discussions.
Yeah, I'm stoked about this idea and kind of brings me back to this time where I remember the book The Secret came out, and The Secret was like, all of a sudden, everybody get excited about the law of attraction. But what's funny is the law of attraction already existed. It's just, you used the word relevant before. It's like, I think there's a very, very distinct reason why this concept of the metaverse, which has been around for a long, long time, because it just means like an alternate universe, and our kids have been living in it. The first time I ever experienced a metaverse was probably playing like Pong or something like that. It's like, that's why kids get so entrenched into games. It's like they're almost there, and you start talking to them and they're like, huh? So a long, long time ago, and we've talked about Myst, and I know you've been into those other heavy-duty games.
Hours and hours in World of Warcraft.
Yeah,
I want World my time Warcraft. Back, Blizzard. I want and, my you know, time so back.
Don't be surprised when you talk to your kid and they're astral projected into a video game. It's like, it's just normal wherever you spend time. But here's what I'm trying to say about the relevance of it right now. And what we long to do in our podcast here is make potentially complicated things like NFTs, cryptocurrency, blockchain, simple. That's our whole idea. So like the law of attraction, I think the reason why everybody's hot on the metaverse, I mean, there's so many reasons, is because of the advent of blockchain, Web3, cryptocurrency, and NFTs. And the reason why is because the old version of this alternate universe would be kind of like a game, like just a video game. Like our kids are totally entrenched in that now, and they're pretty advanced, more advanced than ours. But then, and once again, something else that's been around, the concept of virtual reality with a little bit of artificial intelligence. There's been a lot of developing in that. You hear Elon Musk talk about the idea that their virtual reality is going to get to a point, if not already be there, where we won't know the difference between it. And so it's scary, but exciting. But I think the reason why everybody's hot on the metaverse is because right now what's hot is NFTs, cryptocurrency, and all that, which really give us now, this is what's really cool, because before you could just go to the metaverse and they started making it so you could spend money in the metaverse. But now we can actually exist in the metaverse and buy land in the metaverse. So this concept that at one point would have seemed preposterous, that there's a digital world that we can actually live in, things like NFTs, cryptocurrency, blockchain, give us the ability to actually go in there and spend plenty of time in there and function, make money, interact with people. And like I was saying to you before, be whoever you want to be. So many interesting things. I think the the person that's just learned about stuff, like that's following our podcast, when they think metaverse, they're probably thinking about like Sandbox and the other side that the Bored Apes are doing and stuff like that. And I think that that's kind of around just like fun interactivity and gaming. But the metaverse is really, really this alternate place where human beings can exist.
That's what Meta is really aggressively working on. And I think one of the challenges that we have as human beings is, A, we make decisions based on everything that's happened up till now. Mm. And some of the stuff we're seeing has never existed, right?
Yeah.
At least in terms that we consider. But one of the things that's interesting about what Meta is doing now is they've made this Quest 2 headset, which you see here for mm-hmm. all our viewers on YouTube here. I've got one. It's like $300 and you're in. Yeah. Right. And I'll give you a quick example. I had COVID on New Year's Eve. And historically for New Year's Eve, what are you doing? You're out, you're meeting with people, you're celebrating the new year. I had COVID, so I wasn't out anywhere. In fact, I couldn't even celebrate with my wife. I was quarantined in my own little office space. So what did I do? I popped on the goggles and I was in the metaverse. I got to watch fireworks with a bunch of people from all over the world. And that was a really unique experience. And I got to say, this was Horizon Venues was the name at the time. I got to say, it was an experience like I had never had before. Like, unbelievable. It's my first time with the goggles on. And it turned my little, whatever it is, 12 by 12 office space. I felt like I was in a stadium. I had that feeling when I walked into a room, that feeling you have when you're in the room by yourself. There's a group of people already talking. I had this feeling of like, is it cool for me to go over and jump in the conversation? Is this going to be awkward? Are they going to like me? I had those feelings. And, you know, like when you go on Twitter, nobody has those feelings. On Twitter, people are like, blah, 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 my opinion matters. But it was different when I felt this visceral experience. And what's going to be really interesting, and we'll kind of talk about this, it's going to be interesting to see, to your point, we as humans spending more and more time in these virtual landscapes. It's just so fascinating to me. So, so fascinating.
Yeah, I read an article, and we're going to provide in the show notes some really cool stuff for you guys to read. I've got some really, really cool articles that blew my mind. I was reading about this one because, you know, what Mark's talking about is with the advancement of technology, like his VR goggles, the idea of just looking at a computer screen. Like right now, I'm pretty grounded that I live here and I'm talking to a screen, right? But if I were to take this screen and block out everything that I see here, then it all of a sudden it immerses me, like Mark said, into this other world. And I still kind of know that I live here and I'm there. But if I spend enough time in there, I might start getting confused. And to the point where I read an article about this beta test of a new VR platform where people were playing ping pong. So they're standing in their room looking like a fool. It's like Ready Player One. So they're playing ping pong. And they said that it was so realistic that at the end of the game, they noticed that they tried to put the paddle down on the table, which didn't exist. And wow. They actually also reported that they tried to lean against the table, like to take a break. So, and this is like early phase. So yeah, very, very exciting. And what I'm super excited about when we look at some of these projects, I mean, in the world of NFTs, it's super cool to look at the other side and things like Sandbox and stuff where you can go buy land. And we talked about that last time. And what's cool about that is now you can go into the metaverse, be whoever you want. You can be a super cool, you can rub shoulders, you can gain confidence by being an avatar, talking to another avatar. But what's happening now is that there is a lot of, there's a big movement right now. And we're always talking about how we're excited about NFTs. Well, here's another reason to get excited about NFTs. Major companies, just massive companies, like we know that Adidas, here's an example, bought a Bored Ape. And now they're starting to use the Bored Ape in their advertisements. But even bigger than that, Adidas and all of these clothing companies and advertising and marketing are starting to realize that in the metaverse, they're going to need to learn how to sell sneakers and clothing. Now, you can call the clothing skins, but what really is the difference? If I'm in the metaverse and I want to look good, there's a potential a marketing place for these companies to sell me clothes so I look good, right? So that's
it's going to matter.
Yeah, that's going to start happening. And I was checking out, I'm a big fan of Adobe. I'm kind of a graphic arts kind of guy, and I love to buy software and stuff. For the record, I always found a way to pretend I was a student so I can get a discount. But a little side tip there. But Adobe, just to give you an example, because what's happening now is you can go into the metaverse, but there's also another version of it where they're talking about augmented reality where the metaverse is coming into your world. You can see it in various movies, but imagine if I put these glasses on and these were high-tech VR glasses. Now, I know I'm here in my quote-unquote real world, but because of these glasses, the metaverse icons and choices and dialing up Google and things like that, they're happening within this world. So that's called augmented reality. So you can look this up. Adobe has already come up with this new platform called Adobe Aero, where you could take your phone or your iPad and just videotape the landscape that you're in and pull in flying birds and buttons that you can push, search engines and things like that. So one of the, I think that what you're going to see, and Mark, I think we talked about this one time before, the concept of Oculus and the VR goggles, that's going to be popular in gaming. But I think the future, what's coming now, you can see, is some sort of VR platform or interface that we can use in our world, but bring the metaverse concept in here as well.
Well, I agree with that. And I've listened to Zuck, so several very long interviews with Zuck from over at Meta. And I think that we're going to be spending more time in the virtual reality metaverse, the Oculus style, before the augmented reality. There's some major challenges to having augmented reality feel super new. That being said, like, I was up in DC a few weeks ago for a conference for Meta, a Meta conference in DC with a bunch of small business owners. And they had examples of augmented reality, which you can use right on your phone. Mm. The phone is a pretty awesome augmented reality tool. Like, have you ever FaceTime with my kids and then they start scrolling through these different filters where they look like they're sad or they're happy or they look like a dragon or whatever.
I like that.
No pun intended. Nope. Yeah. A fire breathing dragon.
Smart kids.
Yeah. So you're definitely on point there. Hey, what's up? Mark here. Just want to take you on a quick break with a resource I think is really going to help you. Some of the concepts that we're covering in the show sound really complicated and really technical. But listen, you don't need to code. You don't need to get a master's degree in computer science. All you need to do is have the right resources. We're going to make it simple. We're going to make it easy. I've got a link below. Go to www.nftsmadesimple.com. That's nftsmadesimple.com. You're going to get a free cheat sheet there. It's 100% free. What are you waiting for? Go get the cheat sheet. We're going to break down some of the key definitions in ways that are really practical and really simple. Go to NFTsMadeSimple.com right now to get your free cheat sheet. That's NFTsMadeSimple.com. All right, let's get back into the show.
So I do also want to mention that you kind of mentioned in passing Ready Player One, which, by the way, if you've not seen this movie, it's a mainstream movie. Steven Spielberg is the director or producer, if I'm not mistaken.
Made before its time, man. Amazing.
Mind-blowing. If you're kind of like having a hard time like pulling these ideas and grounding them in what the future is going to look like, you have to watch Ready Player One. It is very, very interesting. I also want to point out, when we look at digital trends, and we'll put references below, from 2009 to 2019, 2018, the average time that we spend with digital media is up from 3 hours a day to almost 6 hours a day. Mm. We are spending more and more and more time in these digital worlds. And what's going to matter in these digital worlds are NFTs, because you're going to want to show people what I have, what I'm about, what's interesting to me, what I'm excited about. So that's obviously very, very, very interesting. I love the reference to Adobe Aero. The other thing that I'm really interested in as well, and this is something that we talked about a little bit at that conference in Washington, D.C., was what's going to happen with VR next. Because to me, VR is the gateway to making these NFTs just like absolutely explode, not just from an asset class, because I think that's what we saw back in 2021 was, oh, I can buy an ape NFT, I can buy a World of Women NFT, I can buy a VFriend, and I can skyrocket my investment. I'll just get a lot of return. But we're not seeing that happen as much. We're in this bear market now. So people are not buying NFTs and seeing huge gains. So what I'm interested in is like,
what is the utility? When am I going to buy something that's like, wow, you have that NFT, you have this in this world? That's really interesting. So I think one of the challenges to, like you said, making this extremely immersive experience where we feel like we're actually being transported to another world or metaverse is simulating or replacing the five senses: sight, smell, touch, taste, and hearing, right? And these all provide unique challenges. And one of the things, and again, getting back to my point with Zuck, is they're rolling out this new headset, I think later this year. It's called Project Cambria. And one of the things they're really focused on is the sight aspect. Okay. One of the things that, again, we don't think about very much is eye contact. Mm. If you've ever been on a date before and your date is like looking over here and looking over there, that if you don't have the eye contact, you don't, it's like a gateway to the human soul.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And right now I'm looking into this little webcam up here. I'm not looking into dragon's eyes, right?
I thought you were, man.
I'm just gazing into the dragon's eyes. So that's one of the things that they're really focused on right now. And I think that the eye contact is going to be a big deal in moving us far forward in this metaverse project. So that's something I'm really interested in on my side is that eye contact.
We mentioned to a small degree that Zuckerberg's also talking about entertaining technologies to introduce the scent component. And I don't want to go down this rabbit hole, although I am going to pitch my partner here on making an actual episode about this one day, because it's just what I love. But I just want to just make everybody aware, because I remember when Mark and I started this project, and there was two reasons we wanted to make this podcast. One was you guys. We wanted to make this concept of something potentially really confusing because it was new, easy for you. But I'm not going to lie, we also wanted to become like efficient and experts in the field. And what's funny is here we are in this reality right now. We've been doing this for quite some time. We've learned a lot about NFTs, and we've also had the ability to have started this during the explosion of it, where it was like people were just like buying these pictures and then making money off of them and stuff. But then we moved, we saw that the evolution into utility, and we started talking about, yeah, but it's more like granting you access to communities and conferences and stuff like that. And it's all kind of converging right now with this concept of the metaverse, because the metaverse is really just another name for this place where NFTs and cryptocurrencies are happening, Web3, blockchain, whatever you want to call it. But merging metaverse, all that stuff, and the idea of AI and virtual reality, what we're starting to see is that we're spending, like he said, more and more time in this multiverse of all of these things, and it's becoming more real, and it's also becoming efficient. So Dragon is a huge, huge advocate, only because I listen to the smartest people in the world. I read all their books. There is no proof. Nobody can prove, the smartest people in the world, and I'm sure one of our listeners is smarter than them, but that we're not living in a simulation theory or a metaverse. So I was telling Mark, there's no way of proving that this concept of the metaverse that we're moving into might actually be what you call reality. We might actually be living in a metaverse that was made so efficiently that we're sitting here believing that it's real. We never went back, right? So, and then there's a concept called turtles all the way down. There's a theory that maybe we were created by another metaverse, and here we are getting ready to start one. So what's fun about that is it gives you the ability to maybe not take your life so seriously. But I think what we're doing is we're just evolving, and we're moving into this, to this place where we can get rid of a lot of the things that we struggle. If you look at somebody that is living in the metaverse, like Mark gave you this example of how all of a sudden his whole world ended up. Now, if somebody was looking at him with his goggles on, he was just sitting in his room or his toilet or who knows where he was. So what's interesting about the metaverse too, is it gets rid of a lot of problems that we have about like the spaces that we live in. Maybe the future is that you don't care about buying a big house. Maybe your big house and your ideal materialistic life lives there, and you just live real, real lean and simple here. So just, I'm super excited about this, but like I said, to put a bow on it, I see everything converging right now. Whether you think that NFTs and crypto is struggling right now or not, all you did was see something get introduced to the market. Everybody got excited about it. And then for the most part, people think that it's not doing well right now. That is the language and currency and real estate for this new world that we're moving in. So I think we're just further defining what Web3 means. And we're gonna take everybody on that ride with us, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. And you're starting to get very philosophical on me. I mean, it's hard. You brought up like 10 points that I want to either rebut or talk about. The first of which is, what is reality? And I love it when people say, oh, well, things don't matter there because here in the real world, but
prove you know, it. Prove that you're in the real world. Anybody listening?
Yeah. Well, and so that's, I guess by real world, we mean like physical world where we have all the five senses and biology and stuff.
But maybe your metaverse that you're living in is so, you talked about it before, you know, eyesight and all that.
Fair. But I also wonder like how, I mean, we could sit here and speculate over all sorts of different theories, but what's the tangible benefit for me to think that I'm a projection of a projection of a projection? Like, where does that actually lead? Like, what's the actual value or benefit to me or to others around me? It maybe there is. I mean, obviously in the Matrix, like what you're talking about reminds me of the Matrix, right? Mm. Where Neo wakes up and he pulls out this cord out of the back of his head and he's like, wow, this is the real world, quote unquote real world. And there's all these robots that have taken over. And then there's people that choose, I don't want to live in this quote unquote real world. I would rather stay in this digital virtual world. So you definitely bring up interesting with that. But I think that just considering what is reality, what is important, whether or not we're projections or not, to me, one thing is clear. We're going to be spending way more time in these digital realms. From a social perspective, it's going to matter the things that you own in these digital realms. Yeah. It's going to be your flex. It's going to be your utility.
It's a different language too.
It's completely different language. And starting to experiment, dive in is going to be really important. And for me, I've kind of gotten out of the gaming realm a little bit. I try to play games with my kids nowadays, but all I can feel in the back of my head is, Mark, you could be doing something of more value, but you could be recording with Dragon. I run a podcast agency. I could be acquiring more clients or serving my clients. So that's one of the challenges. But we talk about the metaverse. I mentioned in passing Project Cambria, which is the next evolution of what Meta is working on as far as virtual reality metaverse goes. And that to me is really interesting because what it's going to allow you to do is bring your dream office space everywhere you go. Right now, I've got two screens and a webcam and a keyboard, right? Not in that metaverse. Mm. In that metaverse, I can have 100 screens. I can have a big screen. I can have 10 keyboards. I've got voice activation. I can seamlessly travel thousands and thousands of miles to be sitting right next to the Dragon. Yeah. I can be sitting right next to my client. That to me is super exciting. I can be at Starbucks sipping a latte while I'm in my optimal work environment. That to me is a really, really cool evolution. And it's something I'm very excited to see roll out.
Yeah. The whole concept of communication and podcasts and everything like that in conjunction with where this is going is exciting because as human beings, we're always looking to improve our experience in life and also our ability to communicate with one another. So let's just take a reality check right now, whether it's using Riverside or Zoom or StreamYard or anything, like we've come pretty far to the point where we're podcasting and streaming live and recording video right now. And Mark and I have never actually met in person. And he's like a big, big part of my life. So it's already happening, everybody. And what's happening now is we're just moving into this. And it's a little scary. You should be a little bit scared because it's unknown. But we're moving into this place where we're all about to level up to this new experience. And we're happy that you guys are all coming along for this ride because we're just two dads that are interested in this stuff for ourselves and our kids, but we're all in, right? So we're not going to run away from it. We're diving into it every day and we hope that you guys will stay with us.
Yeah. And in closing here, I would just challenge everyone out there. What's a project that you're interested in? We want to hear from you. Go to NFTsMadeSimple@gmail.com. I want you to send us an email. What's a project that you're excited about? NFTsMadeSimple@gmail.com. That's NFTsMadeSimple@gmail.com. Shoot us a line. Dragon and I, we want to hear from you.
Take it easy, guys.